Welcome to Fortnightly, or Fort Weekly if you're an American, forecast and cosmic weather with Fiona Edgar and Craig Simpson. For more on Fiona Edgar while you're listening, you can always go check out FionaEdgar.com and also Scorpio Moon Astro on Facebook. Of course, all the links are probably in the show notes, and you probably already know this. I'm Craig Simpson again. Just go to RadiantCraters.com. You'll find all the info on Radiant Craters there. So, here we are. We made it a slightly later show than usual this week because, well, the forces of evil are always fighting us, but we are triumphant once again. It is, what is the day today? It's Sunday, August 23rd, and we're going to go over the fortnightly astrology for the next 2 weeks. Fiona, how are you doing? Glad you are here.
Yes, I'm doing pretty well. Thanks, Craig. So the big news is that we started Virgo season. We have left Leo season, which is my favorite season of the whole year. So we've got into Virgo. Virgo is going to the sun is going to transit through Virgo until the 22nd of September. Virgo is a mutable earth sign. The energy of this transit helps us to become more organized. We start to think about making dietary changes, working on our fitness levels and making changes to ensure that our good health and vitality continues into the darker months of the year. So this is a good time to start a new diet, go on a fast if that's your thing. I like to do like little juice fasts here and there, and actually when the sun is transiting through the mutable signs, that's the ideal time to do it. It's sort of like a cleanse until just before we enter a new season. So obviously check with your doctor and all of that stuff. I'm not a doctor, blah, blah, blah. okay, so the next aspects that we have are tomorrow. We have Mars is in square to Saturn. When this aspect occurs, it's very hard to get anything done. So if you have a big pile of work that you need to get done this week, tomorrow is not a good day to do it because you just won't be able to feel motivated. Your energy is going to be blocked. This aspect usually manifests as some kind of energetic block. So if you can tomorrow, be easy on yourself, take a day off if you can, and leave like hard tasks for another day. The next couple of aspects that we have are on the 25th. Mercury, the planet of communication, is in trine to Uranus, and Venus is opposite Jupiter. So that's going to be a good day for communication, for writing, and our love lives are going to be flowing nicely on that day. On the 27th, Venus is in trine to Neptune, and the Venus is the goddess of love, and Neptune is the planet of compassion, spirituality. So Craig, just to let you know, I can hear you.
Like, oh, okay, oh, let me actually mute myself. Here you go. I will mute now.
Okay. So Venus is in trine to Neptune, and that's a good day for relationships, for going on a date. Our kind of creative juices are flowing nicely on that day. If you're an artist, work on some artwork. If you design stuff on the internet, you can do that. So that's a good day for creativity. Also for any kind of fiction, watching movies, reading, etc. On the 29th, Mercury is in trine to Jupiter. This is a real good day for signing anything, because Mercury and Jupiter are both in earth signs. This is a good day for your career. This is a good day for brainstorming ideas that are going to help you financially in the future. The next day, Venus, the love goddess, opposes Pluto, big daddy Pluto in the sky. And this can make your relationships fairly intense on that day, but you may experience some kind of power struggle with your partner. On the same day, Mercury is in opposition to Neptune. This can make your communications very unclear, quite foggy. Tell the truth. Make sure you don't embellish anything. Make sure you're honest and straightforward on that day. So the next aspect that we have is on the 1st of September. Wow, September already. It seems like we've just been in January for like 6 months and then we've just gone into like autumn. It's really crazy. So Mercury trine Pluto is a really good aspect for having any kind of intimate conversation with another person. You may get news that is that's good, that's going to benefit you in some way. The 2nd of September, we have a full moon. And full moon in Pisces, sun in Virgo. This full moon is quite well aspected. It makes a good aspect to Uranus, the planet of change. So around those couple of days, you may get some information that causes a positive change in your life. You're not going to want to be restricted or boxed in around these couple of days. Venus is actually making a bit of a difficult aspect in this chart, in the full moon chart with Mars. So for the next couple of weeks, your relationship is maybe a bit stressful. But it's not the worst moon. It's pretty good. It's a very good moon for spirituality, for magic, for any kind of occult sciences. So on the same day as the full moon, Venus opposes Saturn. And the sun is trine Uranus. So Venus opposite Saturn, again, that's a difficult relationship aspect. You're going to have the energy of this aspect for the next 2 weeks. Venus opposite Saturn is kind of a bit of a drag in terms of your relationships. Things maybe not going well. Maybe your partner is acting like the Saturn and spoiling your fun. Maybe they're being cold towards you. They're not being warm enough. That's the kind of energy that we would see when Venus is opposite Saturn. So just be careful you're not being the Saturn. Then the next aspect that we have is on the 3rd of September. Mercury is in trine to Saturn. Again, good for communication. On the 4th of September, Venus is square Mars. And Mercury is sextile Venus. So a bit of a mixed bag on that day. Venus square Mars can cause a bit of conflict. However, it's good for your sex life. If you're the kind of couple that are really passionate about each other, you tend to have a lot of that energy. You need to, having sex is a really good way to stop you from fighting. So then on the 5th of September, Mercury enters Libra. When Mercury is in Libra, our communications become more beautiful. We like to talk about beautiful things. We tend to have very loving conversations with others. You can smooth things over if you've been having difficulties with another person. And finally, Venus enters Leo on September 6th. So I'm super excited about that. I have Venus and Leo in my birth chart. So Venus and Leo people, they need to have fun in their relationship. It's the energy of the lioness with the goddess of love. So a Venus and Leo person is very playful, but they need to be the star of the show in their relationship. They get jealous. If you think about a lioness, well, she is not going to like another lioness coming onto her territory. So when Venus is transiting through Leo in the sky, we all become a little bit like that. So a bit of a mixed bag for the next couple of weeks, but overall pretty good.
Wow, a lot going on. So the full moon, what date is that again?
The full moon is on the 2nd of September, so that that's a Wednesday.
Okay, 2nd of September, and then Venus is opposing Saturn. And that happens afterwards, right? That would be, what was the date on that one?
Venus opposite Saturn is it's actually the same day.
Oh, same day. Neat. Okay.
Yeah. But because it's a full moon, because this aspect occurs on a lunation, we actually get that energy in the background for like another couple of weeks.
All right. Well, this is going to be an interesting couple of weeks. So definitely people who are in relationships, as always, just be good and behave yourselves. And, you know, Venus opposing Saturn, it's interesting. That's that can be challenging, of course, for the relationships. But, you know, also we have so much interesting Saturn stuff going on right now. As we all saw, the square, the BLM square that people were putting on all their social media a few weeks ago. You know, a lot of people recognize that it's kind of a Saturnian symbol that people were unaware and they were using. And Masaki, someone who's kind of a friend of the show, he actually did a presentation recently on the podcast Night Flight, and he talked about we're under this real Saturnian energy. He has a unique way of seeing things, but you know, while he was mentioning that, I actually looked at one of the many videos of people causing mischief here in our country right now, and the Antifa BLM crew were out there marching, as they tend to do, and breaking stuff. Well, they were actually flying. Somebody was flying a totally black flag with nothing on it. The, you know, ultimately the black sun, you know. So, I, you know, around this full moon and Venus opposing Saturn, just interesting, you know, anything that gets Saturn sparky in the next, you know, fortnight is something to think about, because it does seem that we're in kind of a transition period the planet. And it's interesting to see Saturn come in and play a role, especially with, you know, Venus. So everybody, you know, be good. Make it to the 4th of September when Venus squares Mars. And then we have that beautiful Mercury entering Libra and Venus enters Leo. It's a great time. So just make it to the end of the month. It won't make it to the end of the fortnight. And then have sex. There you go, everybody. You know. You know, be good. Well, so the world's pretty crazy, you know, as far as cosmic energy. Oh, you know what? Let's do some cards.
Okay.
And then we can talk about the cosmic weather. And, you know, this is some, I have to admit, you know, I took notes while you were talking about the stars. I think we're going to have an interesting fortnight. There's going to be some stuff going on. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, the cards this week. So I got the Seven of Pentacles, the Ace of Pentacles, and the High Priestess. The Seven of Pentacles is usually about sort of boredom, maybe feeling quite stagnant in a job, or being stuck in terms of earning money, or like a period where not much is happening for you. There's not a lot of excitement. You're feeling kind of like everything's monotonous. You want some excitement in your life. It can also be about needing a kind of a boost to your finances, which we see here actually in the Ace of Pentacles. So these two cards together, and then along with the High Priestess, there are a couple of different scenarios that this could be representing. So the first thing that I see is someone that is bored. So they're bored with their job. They're not getting the opportunity to be creative. They actually have all of these skills, all of these gifts that are really fantastic. And a lot of people would be really blown away by them. But they don't have this opportunity to kind of showcase their talents just yet. The High Priestess says that it's coming. But for whatever reason, that person is not allowed to know about that yet. Probably because Big Daddy Saturn is like teaching them some lessons right now to do with, you know, to do with patience and discipline. So if that probably maybe someone out there in the audience, if that resonates with you, leave us a comment. So, yeah, boredom within the job. But money is coming. A change is actually coming here with these cards. And it's going to be a change for the better. It could be someone like me that is good at astrology, good at tarot. You know, they have all of these like High Priestess mystical kind of talents. But for one reason or another, they're like working in an office or doing something where they're not able to express this side of themselves. But it is coming. It's probably coming next year, when the astrology starts to improve a little bit, because this year has been all about reviewing, because we have had all the retrogrades, Venus and Mars retrogrades, Saturn has been dominating everything. So it hasn't really been the best year to start a new career. So all of the good stuff is coming. It's just going to take a little while.
Yes, the Saturnian energy. Saturn always tends to freeze things, slow things up. You know what I mean? Like there'll be a river flowing, but then in the winter in Saturn, it freezes. And then, of course, it starts to crack and rumble, and then it starts to flow again. So, you know, I always thought it was funny where a lot of people in, well, the especially up in Canada, and then, of course, here where we have rivers freeze, you know, one thing to think about I've always liked when it comes to Saturn is how, yeah, the river's frozen and it's cold and life gets harder, but you know, you can actually travel easier. It's a weird thing, but usually a river is something you have to canoe across or swim across or make a bridge across. But in the winter when it's frozen, you can just walk across it. And so, anyway, I'm not sure where that came from, but it just, I just thought of that. So anyway, those are great cards. I like it. I mean, I have to admit, it kind of sounds like what I'm doing right now. I'm not bored, but I've been working on a lot of projects for quite a while that are starting to slowly come to fruition. And so, you know, it's about time we get some payback on that. Well, you know, there's a lot of things that it's like the show, you know, Radiant Creators, for instance. We've been doing it for like 3 years. And gosh, there's this huge amount of interviews that we've done. And really, you know, it's never made a dime. And we never really intended it to, but it does look like that is beginning to change, but we'll start to see a little bit of revenue from it. So, and that's good because, I mean, a lot of effort's been poured into it and it keeps getting better. We have some interviews next week that are just phenomenal coming up. And so it's, you know, I'm certainly not complaining at all. It's just that without the intent of it necessarily ever making money, it probably will start to make a bit, and that would just be good because, you know, the investment in time that is put into it is pretty damn substantial. I'm not going to kid you, although I do enjoy it, you know, but I wouldn't mind a little money. It wouldn't bother me. yeah, I can't, yeah, I wouldn't complain.
I get what you're saying completely because I'm I'm fully self-employed, and I'm an astrologer. So it took me like a good couple of years to get, you know, to really start making enough money to live on. And when anyone starts any kind of creative project, there are going to be like a couple of years of a lot of work, but very little financial reward. So that's just something that anyone who is considering a career, you know, doing something similar, they have to realize that.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the great thing about being self-employed, which can mean a lot of things, of course, but, you know, in being self-employed, I always recommend to people, like, make sure it's something that you like to do, that you would enjoy doing, even if you didn't make money, because you probably won't for a while.
Yeah.
You know, just so you're not, because if it's drudgery from the start, that, you know, it's like when a jet's trying to take off, it gets going and gets going, and then wings start to tilt up, and then it takes off and it gets moving, you know, that time on the runway before it starts flying could just be, you know, it's almost like if it's a struggle and not fun before you're making money, then it probably won't be when you start either. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you know, it's important to hopefully create some kind of a something that is following your bliss to some extent so that, you know, and that beautiful saying, you know, what you don't do when it's hard, you won't do when it's easy. So, well, there you go. You know what I mean? So it all kind of works. People are fortunate that can find something that they find passionate enough to do during that time until the plane gets off the runway. So, well, you mentioned you mentioned this year feeling like it's been January the whole year. I do kind of feel like it has been January through August. I feel like this year may end up being kind of like, you know, January through August was the first part of the year, then September through December is going to be the second part. It's almost like it had two big months, and the first one sucked, you know? And maybe the second one will be a little better, September through December.
Well, you know, Mars goes retrograde in September, so I don't know. Also, like, not to burst your bubble or anything, but Jupiter, let's see, I think Jupiter goes direct on, okay, Saturn goes direct in the end of September, and then Pluto follows, and then Jupiter goes direct in mid-September. So the thing about it is, those were the planets that were kind of responsible for all of this, worldwide, quarantine business. So I think some places are going to see that again. Obviously, not everywhere in the world is going to be the same, but yeah, when those go forward again, we're going to see more discipline, more government, more power, more restrictions. And then we have that Jupiter Saturn conjunction, which is quite rare. We have that at the end of the year, and it's in Aquarius. That's all about social distancing. It doesn't get more Saturn in Aquarius than social distancing, because it's all about being, kind of a bit isolated from your friends and the people that you spend time with, and all of that. So we need to kind of prepare ourselves that it's going to be a bit challenging. But to go back with to your our con the conversation that we just had about being self-employed, I think that I wish that more people would take that chance to become self-employed. We're all born with unique gifts and skills. If you don't know what yours are and you think that you're just kind of doomed to work in an office for the rest of your life, there's nothing wrong with that. But some people are really unhappy working in an office, but they don't know what they would be good at. Book a chart reading with me, because all of those hidden talents and skills and life path stuff is in your chart.
Oh yeah, I would definitely recommend that because, like you say, we do have those unique gifts, and a lot of times people will just say, "I don't know how to start. I don't know what I like." And if you think about many people's lives, their emotions, their personal interests, what they might like to do, what they, it isn't. It's almost like a novelty or an extravagance that many people just haven't allowed themselves or didn't have in life. I mean, people oftentimes, just when they're young, they figure out, oftentimes through pressure from their society, economic pressure, their parents, their grandparents, they kind of fit some, they fit themselves into some kind of a path, some kind of a track, and they go, okay, thank heavens, I kind of made it, I can make money, Maybe they enjoy it, maybe they don't, but really, then there's the social pressure to have families and things like that, and it seems like, gosh, by like the mid-20s, so many people are just turned off, and they're just kind of like a train stuck on railroad tracks going in a circle, and they just hope that they check out early. They don't live very long. Not to make it sound too wonderful, but it's sad. But I can't think of how many guys I've known, being a guy, being part of the guy team, who they got their families off the grounds, the kids, the ground, their kids were old enough to sort of take care of themselves, and they would check out with cancer at 50, because it's just they, why be alive? They didn't have a point to be, it was just why every morning they just drug themselves out of bed and did it again, and they lived their life watching hopefully their families be happy, possibly, but then they were like, I'm out of here because this sucks. And it's true. So I would definitely book a reading, a chart with Fiona, and find if maybe you already know, you have some ideas, you want to know how to approach them, or maybe you have no idea. Really, yeah, looking deep into that chart can definitely kind of just give you, if nothing else, a compass. Like you can set your heading on, 33 degrees or something like that, and just go in that direction because, once you get on that bliss path, once there's something there, it can even make that fluorescent blast furnace office job bearable, because basically, rather than working for them, you're seeing how much you can do, possibly do without getting fired, and then like working on your side project while you're there. It can really breathe life back into existence.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's some really solid advice. I mean, the deep state or the empire, whatever you want to call them, they don't want you to be creative. They don't want you to be happy and self-sufficient. So the best act of rebellion that you can perform against that is to become self-employed, be really creative, because it's something that the deep state don't have. Also become self-sufficient, get a tiny patch of land, even if you only have a tiny garden. Plant some food so you have your own veggies and fruits to live off, and you don't have to keep going to the store all the time. Those are the some of the best things that you can do for yourself.
And those desires, they will start pulling you to the future because, you know, like over here at Radiant Creator Studios, we don't have it all figured out yet either. There's still, you know, we're still on that path. You know, we'd love to have a kind of ranch, you know, some land with, you know, some with a barn or a house on it and or both or just nothing and then start building those. And then, of course, you get into, well, where is it going to be? You know, you kind of want it within reach so you can start building on weekends. And then, of course, well, you need more money for that. But you know what? When you have like those desires that really are coming from your soul, that are coming from your tribe, it's like it just starts motivating you rather than being run down going, oh, I can't do it. Oh, how are we going to do that? You just start getting like blissfully pissed off and going, grr. It just gives you that grr. You know, there was a great hunter I know, and, you know, and asking him, how come some people are good, you know, and some people are not? And he said, it's tenacity and it's grr. And it will give you that tenacity and that grr because you'll say, I want that ranch and I see it and I feel it. You know, I got my goats and my alpacas and I got my chickens and my rabbits and I'm growing stuff. And you just start going, I'm going to have it. Damn it. You know, and it changes. So really, I'm all about, you know, it's a great show we're doing today. It's like people, they feel that energy. Do it, you know, because I mean, like, we're still in the struggle. We're in the midst of it, but it's a hopeful struggle, and there's a determination that, you know, we will have what we want. And beyond just for those personal reasons, you realize that you're connected to something bigger. You know, you're really kind of merging with your tribe, and you really are creating that parallel reality, that parallel society that our friend Thomas Sheridan talks about.
Mm-hmm.
You were called. You're following the call. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, along with all of that, you know, there is nothing more powerful than the alive and from that aliveness, that creative individual. And one thing I'd recommend, and I'll put it in the show notes, if people need a little bit of inspiration during this time, the amazing video that we watched, We Will Mock You. It's a remake of We Will Rock You by Queen. And you saw it today, right, Fiona?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
And
I loved it.
Yeah, and if anybody's like, man, well, just watch it anyway. But especially if you kind of bookmark that if you need inspiration. Because, you know, it is like if you're an inspired and alive, living human being, you're going to watch this and go, man, you know, other people get it. And the power of that creativity and the power of those alive humans, I don't know. I think for the first time seeing that, and then just the way I've been feeling this past week or so, I don't know, the tides may turn. You know, humanity's not completely made of sheeps and stuff like that. Not everybody's an orc. And that video, help, you know, share that, get it out there, and share this one. Help them both go viral. Get this out there because, you know, even though, believe me, I'm a pessimist, I'm not always that optimistic, but I think I'm starting to see some signs of humanity arising in the midst of all this bullshit. How about you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, they made the mask thing, like, mandatory here in Northern Ireland, but there's still, like, loads of people not wearing them. You know, they're not wearing them in stores. So that was good to see. And, you know, I have a compromised immune system, but I don't expect everyone to, like, wear masks for me and, you know, like, give up their freedom for me. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, it is good to see. So, creativity, actually, when Venus transits Leo, that's going to be a really good time for creativity because Leo is actually the sign of creativity.
Yeah, and so that will be September 6th, right? Venus enters Leo?
Venus enters Leo on, September 6th, yeah.
Yeah, so we're coming up to that. So, yeah, so you know what? Like, this is a great time with this full moon on the 2nd and Venus opposing Saturn, you know, making relationships difficult. Well, while relationships are difficult and Saturn's, you know, playing games, just break open those big books, get wise, do your creativity, and let it just unleash on the world on the 6th. Just get crazy. So, you know, I'm feeling optimistic, and let's get this, let's keep rocking through. throughout this fortnight, and then we'll kind of, the tribe will regroup, and we'll see what the stars tell us for the next fortnight, you know?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Is there anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right.
Just keep on being creative and positive and happy, and, you know, just don't let the bastards win.
Yeah, F them, you know, they've won enough, damn it, you know, just, if anything else, just be happy to spite them, you know what I mean, and watch the video, if you need a little bit of a boost, watch the We Will Mock You video. Oh my lord, it proves, when you watch that, it's like, yes, the power of the creative alive human, it just kicks empire and these moronical, evil globalist right in the stones. Just boom, it does. It just does, because the powerful alive human beings, this tribe that is listening, man, you got so much power, and I think that we're starting to see a wave building, some power building, and don't know how it's going to turn out, but that's the way I would kind of leave this. So I really do expect something miraculous in the next few weeks or months. I don't know. Because if we look at how things are, they really can't get better. But if we open our minds to experience the impossible as our normal and kind of expect miracles, I think that I think the globalists have a real punch in the nuts coming. I think it's coming. So on that happy note, see everybody else next fortnight.
Okay, see ya.
Bye-bye. Bye.